Yeah, I'm excited. It's a great opportunity to get back into the mix. It's very similar to when I got moved here as a team that's right into the hunt, and that's why you play, is to play in the playoffs, and for me to get an opportunity to hopefully help them win games. I couldn't be happier, especially with the family situation, and that it's nice. So. Don't really know much else besides that. Besides that, like I said, I'm excited for this opportunity.
It's early, but where do you see yourself fitting in with that team?
I'm not sure yet. It's just there's still a lot of things to process for that. So the way it works is that obviously you get the call and you gotta pack up and get out there as soon as possible, and then whatever will happen. So I know that. Quite a bit of experience playing against that team, being in Buffalo for almost a decade. We had some pretty good rivalries against some of those players are still there, and we got a lot of respect for a lot of those players there. So we'll see.
How did you find out about the trade?
Well, my agent let me know that there was something in the works. So, obviously, there's nothing until it's official and you hear from Chevy. And I got a call from Don Sweeney and talked to him, and then come talk to you guys. So I know you got the guys sitting in the studio there for 20 all day today, but I couldn't really say anything was for sure until you talk to those guys. So that's how I originally found out through this, my agent this morning.
What was today like for you with coming in and kind of the anticipation, the waiting, and then even at the end of practice, you and Paul had a pretty good talk at center ice, just the two of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were just talking about coming back from break and just moving forward. At the time, I'm still Winnipeg Jet, so we were just kind of talking about going forward with what we were going to do as far as my role and stuff. So there wasn't anything with the trade stuff at all. I mean, if anything would have happened, you guys have seen it around the league. There's guys that get pulled off and stuff. So that would have been, you guys probably would have perked up in your seats a little bit more if I would have gone off the ice. But we talked about it a little bit there. But after that, it's a lot of waiting. I've been through. Obviously getting moved here the one time, but I was in Buffalo for all those years, and there were a lot of times over the years that my name had been brought up, and it's definitely stressful. It's tough when you have the family, that side of it. A lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of moving parts involved on behind the scenes, where you have your circle, I guess, of people that you need to call and contact and make sure that everything's moving smoothly, especially since if a team's playing the next day or the same day, is trying to get you out there as soon as you can. And then at the same time, you got to say bye to everybody. And unfortunately, over the years, when guys have been traded that I've played with, it's a thing where you're like, yeah, we'll see you in the summer, but you don't, you keep in touch, but you don't. That's just the way it works. Sometimes you run into guys, obviously, when you play against them, if you get an opportunity to play with guys again, that's great, but that's just how the business works. That's the way it is. And, it's sometimes it can be, like I said, stressful, and you're waiting around a long time for things to be official, but now that it is, like I said, I'm extremely excited to move on and have a great opportunity to get back in the mix.
When you look back at your time in Winnipeg, what's going to stand out for you?
Whiteout, playoffs. Just being, like I said, it was a tough time, in Buffalo there. We had some tough years with the way things were changing, and there was a little bit of a rebuild there for me to, get an opportunity to come here and be part of a team that was in the hunt, especially a team like Winnipeg that was for the first time getting back back in the league, and then getting back in the playoff mix and be able to be a part of that. I'm extremely grateful for that opportunity from Chevy and Mo, and to be like I said, make the playoffs with the group that we had. It's a lot of good people here, and that was probably the coolest thing, especially in warm-up, coming out and you see, it's all white, and it's in warm-ups, it's sold out in warm-ups, and it was awesome. So that's probably my, the biggest thing for me is, and, as unfortunate the way things have gone, you know, the last couple of years. But, you know, I definitely have a lot of faith in this group moving forward. There's a lot of really good pieces here, a lot of young guys, and I'm sure that, you know, they'll find success.
I guess when you came, this isn't the way you saw it ending, the relationship.
Well, I mean, who would really? I mean, you don't really think like that. So I was very optimistic and excited to be a part of it. And like I said, it was extremely, you know, honored, and it was a privilege to get the opportunity to come and play in a city like this. And the people here, the fans, are incredible, and you know, welcomed me and my family, and you know, the people that I've met, you know, throughout the city. They're so excited to have the team here, and they want nothing but success for the guys. So, like I said, there's a lot of really really good pieces here. So hopefully, you know, in the future, things can keep building. Because, like I said, the fans here are incredible, and you know, they definitely deserve a winner.
Were you surprised when you heard today?
I mean, it's like I said earlier, it's part of the business. I know my contract status, the way things are going, is definitely an opportunity. You know, it's a possibility. You know, I have to, you know, answer questions about it. You know, I get asked about it. So it's part of the job. It's part of the business. And I've been doing this, you know, long enough that I know that it's a realistic chance. And, you know, I am very lucky to have a group of people that, between my family and my agent and my friends, that definitely there for support.
What will you miss most?
I mean, there's a lot of good people here. It's the friendships that I made, the guys playing here, the people around town, like some of my neighbors in my condo. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of really good things about this place. I'm kind of being in Buffalo for so long, you find you know, some of the hidden gems of Buffalo. I've been able to do that here for sure. You know, you know, some places to go, some restaurants. I mean, with my son, finding things to do. And like I said, going back to what I said earlier about making the playoffs, if this organization, you know, does get back there, I mean, this city is just incredible for that. And that was so much fun being in that that environment. So, like I said, there's a lot of really good people here. So that's definitely something I'll miss.
Feel like you're leaving a team on the upswing or one that's level?
Yeah, I mean, you look at some of the pieces they have, the youth that's here. I mean, there's definitely growing pains that comes with that youth movement. So, you know, you look at up front, you got, you know, Mark Scheifele, who I think is one of the best centermen in the league, and Patrick Laine, who, you know, he's got, you know, one of the best shots I've ever seen. He's like 14 years old, so it's like it's pretty crazy. But yeah, I mean, there's like I said, there's a lot of really good pieces moving forward.
Have you talked to Kyler Myers since it happened?
Yeah. I get texts from the guys. I was staying here. You know, everyone left. They had that corporate dinner they had to go to, so I was kind of staying behind just to wait until it was you know, official. So you know, I get the texts and the calls and. From everybody, and the guys from that, I think the TSN guys are trying to call me a bunch of times. I couldn't answer because I didn't know if it was like official yet. So, but whatever. I'm saying, talk to you guys. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, like I said, it's part of the business, part of the job. So,
how hard is it on family now? What do you do?
Yeah, well, my wife my son are back in Minnesota, and we'll figure it out. Like I said, there's a lot of moving pieces, and you know, already talking to Don Sweeney is extremely accommodating and supportive, and you know, he's same with Chevy as well. I mean, everybody here that you know, Mark Chipman as well, all the guys from top down here have been. That's the one thing that I know myself and my family, we really, really appreciate how accommodating they were when we first got here from Buffalo and throughout my tenure here. So.